for interview or instead of taking interviews of successful people, men or women, you take interview of their relatives and close relatives and you ask their opinion, then you get the real picture. A successful woman or successful man, he will tell only positive things, all great things that he has been successful in, he'll tell you. He will never tell you what he has failed in, where he lacked in or where he was deficient. He will not tell that because now he is famous, so now everybody will glorify him. Aisa hai wo. It's like Dr. Dalal is a very successful physician. Doctors, the patients will go and ask him about orthopedic also. Unke jo patient hai, unko orthopedic problem hua to wo unke pe jaate ho. And if Dr. Rathod ne kuch prescription diya to unko jaake puchte hai, barabar hai na ye. So when you become great, na, then Tendulkar ko bhi aake puchenge tennis ka kaisa khelna chahiye. Wo barabar kar rahe ki achha kar rahe ki bura kar rahe. Because he's now become so great that people think that everything he is doing is great. Whatever he knows is the best thing. It's like a big writer in the world, if you take his interview and then ask him, what do you think about Modi government? But it's not his field. He's a writer, so he should talk about writing only. Why should comment about politics? So like that, a successful man or a woman will talk only things which are encouraging and positive and she can tell about. If there is a mishap in her life while she was climbing the ladder of success, if there is any mishap, she will not tell you that. That's why what their children are telling, that is a real picture actually. The children say, she was not a great mother as she should be or she should have been. That means they have been deprived of something for her to become that great. You have to choose between the two. And ultimately, if you ask from a spiritual point of view, a lady's first duty is to take care of children and husband. Become a wife and then become mother. And it's not that because we men like you to do that and like you to be subdued and like you to be subjugated, so you should be under control of all of us. That's not the understanding. What really satisfies a woman is being mother and being wife. More than a wife, she becomes fulfilled when she has children. And she feels fulfilled in having children. That's why those who don't have children, they are very irritable, unbalanced ladies. Because having children and rearing children is a normal thing for a woman, to become a woman, to fulfill the emotional needs. So those who don't have children, they will adopt children. For what? Just to express their motherly nature, no? To express their motherly feelings and love and vatsalya. They want to adopt. Or then they don't adopt, can't adopt, then they will take some animals in the house and then they start loving animals and feeding and taking care of them. But that is innate in the nature of a woman. So if somebody has become a very successful politician or a CEO of some company, there is some deprivation they have done somewhere. Otherwise they can't go ahead like that. It's cannot do. Even for a successful man also, if he is too successful, then he has to deprive his children of his company. Children have to feel that papa is not there. Whom do I play with? That papa plays with his children badminton every day in the evening or Sunday evening. My papa is in England. Whom do I play with? So these things are emotional needs, And then when they are raised in that fashion, then they feel that this is right. And this is how they will conduct their life and they will treat their children. They will tell their sons afterward that when I was a small child, papa was never there. But we studied on our own and got our exams through. What you guys are doing? I never got papa to teach me. At least I am teaching you. And papa was always in England and America and traveling. He was CEO of this company. That's what they will tell. So whatever you lay down, that carries forward. So it's called as dharohar in Hindi. It's called legacy in English. And legacy is nothing great, national legacy and this legacy, that legacy. The legacy is very simple. Family legacy also is there. And how you are raised as a child, when you are a small child. Mother was always there to feed you breakfast, to feed you lunch, to feed you dinner, to go around with you, just to talk, chat with you, answer your foolish questions for 2 hours a day, sitting in the window. It's an emotional need. And I would say that is a luxury for a woman. To sit with the child in the window and talk for 2 hours about the crow and the sparrow and the go on talking and you're asking and you go on talking and talking, rains, this, that, so many things. That's emotional nourishment. That's building bonds. And that may not be possible for a professional lady. But all stable-minded children are those children who received their mother all throughout their childhood. The children are most stable-minded, most well-behaved, most balanced. Because mother's time for the child is very important. Mother actually makes the whole character of the child. Dr. Dalal, you may all laugh actually, but Dr. Dalal was fed breast milk for 4.5 years. Do you ever see Dr. Dalal sick? Ever you have heard he is sick and he is absent today? Never. His brother also is fed for 4.5 years to 5 years breast milk. That is the wealth that you can give your child. You may not be a bodybuilder, Mr. Universe, but the resistance capacity that you have to face the different climates and stress is tremendous by drinking mother's milk. But the mother is a professional, where she will give milk to child? So you don't know, it may sound very funny to you. I'm constantly preaching all pregnant women, feed your child milk. I say 2 years, now, they're like, 2 years. But actually I said, I want to tell you 4 years, but I'm telling you 2 years. Actually I want to tell you 5 years, but I'm telling you 2 years. Because I've seen in my childhood, so many children coming from school with me from first standard. That means how many years I'm old? 5 years, 5.5 years, 6 years. Every day coming from home, first drinking mother's breast milk after coming from home, coming from school. Mother is very shy, but she will go inside, close the door and feed him. And again, everything is closed in the night, light off. Then again the child's son will come and mother will feed him breast milk in the night and then he will sleep. It may sound very funny, but you don't know how much treasure you are transferring to your child. It is not embarrassing. It is not something to feel shy of. It is that it's your right and privilege to give your child the greatest wealth in life. That gives assurance, that gives confidence to the child, that gives health to the child, that gives resistance to disease, that gives emotional growth, that gives balance to the child. Just by being able to do that. And if that, you also deprive yourself, now, you also will suffer emotionally. Suppose all of the women who are having children, suppose, and they are at work, and they remember their child. Oh, I wish I could feed my child now. But they are in the office, the child is at home. Then don't you feel bad or you feel, fine, yeah, isme kya hai? Doesn't matter. There is the milk is there in the vati and chamchana, I have kept in the morning. I've expressed in the morning, I've kept. But is it the same when you feed your child and when you feed your child chamcha and vati? What about the emotional bond? What about the satisfaction? What about the pleasure that you receive in hugging your child to your breast? That's why I was going to begin my talk by saying that first we have to become normal. And you have to understand what is normal. After you are normal, then you can do something extraordinary. But by depriving normalcy, you can't become great, so-called great. First become normal, become normal mother, normal wife. Then you can become a professional and everything else happens. But if you are, suppose you are an unhappy wife at home, can you be a happy employee at office? It will be expressed. Why she is like this? Because always fights are going on at home. That will be discussed in office also. Your performance will be affected. If you are a deprived mother, then also there will be some performance problems. So you can't expect yourself to be unhappy at certain normal levels in life and be happy in other levels in life. You can't be. You just cannot be. I know a 52-year-old man who is topmost number one tutor in CA classes. And he is so highly paid that now he thinks I should not work only because nobody can pay me as high as I am supposed to be paid. So some months he took off. But he's unmarried. He's not married only. So when he took off, what he's doing? He's just drinking and drinking and drinking and womanizing. And some days he goes to Singapore to womanize and drink there. And some days he goes to some other country and drink in Dubai and come back. And again he goes to classes, start teaching. Because one side of his life is abnormal, na? So he doesn't have any leisure, what to do in leisure. He doesn't have that emotional fulfillment. Okay, I'll take off and go with my wife to have some good time with her. There's no wife only. He feels, I don't want to have any burden. So what do we do with all the money? So then he'll go and drink and sleep with different women without taking responsibility. So if you talk about CA classes, it's the most successful, most wanted, most famous, ideal, but chain smoker. He will keep smoking and he will teach. Because how will he fulfill his emotional deprivations? He has to do something like this only, which is abnormal again. So to cover up one abnormal thing, you'll do some other abnormal things. Result is you're more abnormal. So that's why we say that give time to your children in best possible can, and plus if you are getting less time with children, then give time of quality to children. Just be with the children. Not that you are with the child and you are looking at WhatsApp or answering a phone, you know, or doing something. There also you are dividing your attention. Then children will not feel satisfied, you know. Or you are only 1 hour in the week with husband and you are also still talking to somebody, you know, taking the phone of some friends and, you know, he is 1 hour only at home and he is going away. So it's like that. When I was in Saudi Arabia, that was a very difficult situation at home. So I talked to my Guru Maharaj and then took permission for him and I went to abroad. And I was not happy being away from my wife and child. But I had to go because I had no money, I had loan and everything. My Guru was constantly following me on phone through somebody. How much is remaining? How much is remaining? I was very concerned, he was, you know. Saudi Arabia is a very difficult country to be. So he was always talking through somebody and asking me how much is remaining. And then one time came after 2 years that last installment of loan I paid back. So he sent message, immediately come back. So I was thinking, Hari, I have just now finished my loan. What about my balance? What about my savings? What about, you know, future? Which, nobody will just come back now when you have good salary and good job like that. And that too, they have now, they like me and then I can get a renewed contract and better salary and everything. They were also offering, everything was going on in a way, normal way, in a sense. But he was insisting, come back. So I came back in between, which is not resigning and coming back, but in between. So he told me a very grave thing, which really gave me very new insight. He told me, how old is your daughter? I said, my daughter is 7-year-old. Now, how old she will be when you will come back again? If you plan to renew contract, then it will be minimum 2 years, and then how much you will save, and then when you will be able to come back again. So I said, by the time she will be 9 years old. He said, come back right now. How much you will save? So that time the figure was like 4 lakh rupees. It's like a huge figure. 20 years back I'm talking about. So Guru Maharaj said that 20 lakh rupees I will give you, but you come back immediately. Because after 2 years, you will think that you have 4 lakh rupees in pocket, but you would have lost your daughter by then, emotionally. Because right now, your daughter in such a growing phase that she needs mother and father both for her growth. And if only you are going to be not there and she is only going to be there, she will be deficient in her growth, emotional growth. But you know what she would do? Child is child, you know, child is not able to express what they are missing, but they are missing. It's like when a calf gets lost from mother, the calf may not exactly know, but she will be uneasy and, you know, uncomfortable. If something is missing, she may not be able to define. Of course, calf will know mother is missing, but I am giving general example that the child may not be able to express that what is happening to child. But somewhere the child will always keep expressing what exactly is happening to child. So she was in third standard and she had many chapters about Vivekananda and Ramakrishna Paramahansa and some history, and my name is Vivekananda. So what she would do in the chapter of history, wherever Vivekananda's name was, there was all encircled by her. And not once, you can see that she must have done it 50 times. Every Vivekananda name, wherever it came in the textbook, she had encircled it. So constantly she would do that only. That means what? She is remembering me. Right? So I may go on for 2 more years, and 2 more years she can do this. She will keep doing it. But that is a trauma, no, ultimately. It's a deprivation and deficiency. She will love to have her father for her balanced growth. But what she can do? She cannot express, you know, I want to have him, let him leave the job, and she's not so mature to guide, ki, forget it, I will like to have him here, and let's not have the money, and what is going to buy with the money, I don't want that, which is going to buy with the money, I want him. She can't talk all these big, big languages. So she will only suffer from within, the deprivation. Now I can tell you, there are some losses in life which are irreparable. Badme, you cannot come and give 10 hours a day to cover up. No, that time is very important. That time is very important. When you were a child and you needed so many things, you didn't get, and then you grew up, and then there are older things are given to you. Take this, take that. That time I could not give you. But the child will say, I don't need it now. Take these toys. This, I'm a college boy now. I don't need toys. That time I needed toys. So although you have money to give toys now, you have time to give now, but time was that time needed from you with the toys. If I tell my daughter now, okay, now I'll play badminton in the garden with you. So now I'm married, sir. I have a husband to play with me. I don't need you. But that time, she was asking me to come to play with him, her, in badminton in the garden. And I would say, I'm very tired, or I have to go out of Bombay, or whatever. I don't know. So many reasons. So time is very important. What time you need what? You cannot just replace that with other times. That time what you need, that time you should get. You can't give the same thing later on or earlier than that. It's like you cannot give solid food in third month only. You have to give it after 6 months. But beginning only you start, you know, no, afterwards I don't know whether I'll be having money or not. Let me give now only. But you cannot give. You cannot take also. It's like that. So, that's why you should first try to analyze yourself, am I being normal? In simple terms, not aristocratic terms, in simple terms. Being normalcy. When you are in normalcy, then your thinking and emotions are normal. But if you are not normal, then your emotions also cannot be normal. Then your reactions to the emotions around will be also abnormal. And that carries on like that. These deficiencies are never fulfilled when they are in childhood. That's why it is called, in our psychology exam that I gave, diploma of counseling, it was a full-time question, full 20-mark question, every time would come in every paper. Please explain, childhood is the foundation of nation. Childhood is the foundation of the nation. Because all the people who become ultimately citizens, they are children one time, and their childhood experiences are their basis in life. Whether they are angry, aggressive, or demoniac, or atankwadis, or whatever is there, the root is in childhood. They are severely abused, or deprived, or, you know, harassed children, then they become mafias in the young age. Because they are so angry. They want to take revenge with everybody in the society, whoever is there. They are angry with everybody because they are so severely misused and abused and harassed by society. And those who are I always see Dr. Dalal and his son, his brother. Because the way their parents raised them, you know, Dr. Rathod's parents, Dr. Dalal's parents, they're so sober and so nice, you know, they are never like wild or agitated children. You can see now, even if he's 50 year old now, you can see he must be a sober child in childhood also. Because, you know, whatever love and care that they required, they got everything in childhood. So on his 50th birthday, when he was talking, he said, my first gratitude goes to my parents, who gave me such wonderful life in childhood, such care and love. Not that they are very rich, but such care and time and love and such values they inculcated in us, such example they set. Dr. Dalal said, my parents never fought in their life. You can imagine to have such parents who never appear to have an argument, or that too, heated argument out of question, there is no argument only. So how fortunate is a child who has seen such harmony in the house, such value he has inculcated. Husband-wife means harmony. Husband-wife means love. Mother-father means loving care. This kind of values they have inculcated just by seeing their parents, how they have raised them in children, childhood. And such people only can become great people to contribute something to society. If somebody is deprived, he cannot contribute to society. He only has to receive something. He is deprived of love and emotions. So how can he give society love and care? Radhana Swami also tells the same thing. Although I left my house at 19 years of age to search for truth, to search God, but in those 19 years, I had received tons of love. My mother drowned me in love. And they were very simple middle class people in America, in Chicago, downtown, somewhere in the suburb. They were not like hi-fi qualified people. Father was a mechanic, mother was a housewife. But he writes in his book that my mother would, every day in the given finances, would cook a feast every evening. And there'll be, very lovingly she would feed all children with so much of love and care, four or five. And then in the end she would eat. And one day, Radhana Swami Richard was having cough and he was admitted in the hospital. And in America, women smoking are a big thing. So she was sitting next to him in the ward in the hospital and smoking. And that was irritating Richard. So Richard said, Mama, if you please don't smoke, I will feel better actually. I feel uncomfortable. So mother said, I vow to you that I will never smoke from today. And she quit cigarette there only. Of course, this is an American example. Indian may, it will not happen like that. But the point is that the mother was so motherly that she loved cigarettes, but she, on the spot for son's happiness, she left. And so many things he write. You should read the book of Childhood of Radhana Swami. That the love that she has given me in my childhood, and then I'll receive that love from devotees and my Guru Maharaj Prabhupada. That love only I am giving to all of you. Because I received. That's why I feel like giving. If I don't receive, how would I give? I don't know what it is if I don't receive. If I receive, then I know what it is. Then I feel like giving you. So if we don't give our children that love and association and that value, then from where they will learn? Which neighbor is going to come and teach value to him? And a deprived child at home will be a mischievous child in the school. Do you agree with that? Always a problem child. When there is, and you go to the root and then you call a child psychologist in the school. You know, he's called as a special educator. Always all schools have one special educator. And you refer the child to that educator. And she will ask history. And then she'll come to know parents are always fighting. Father is beating the mother. And mother-in-law always harassing and shouting at mother. Or whatever, father-in-law is fighting with mother-in-law. All kinds of things, you know. So there you understand why the child is so restless and so uneasy and so agitated and so aggressive and so much, you know, abusive to other children, beating, always fighting and punching them. Because that anger, the child doesn't know what's happening to it, but that has to be expressed somewhere. So all these problem children have their root in the house only. Root in the house. So, in your given conditions, all of your ladies here, all of you are working, it doesn't mean that all of you should resign and go now be full-time mothers. It doesn't mean that. But what do you should think that when I am with my family, I am with my family. Nobody should disturb me at that time, unless well appointed in advance, well known in advance. Child should not feel that this was the time for me, but that also somebody has taken away. Some mother's friend came and sat for 2 hours and that time is gone and the child is angry. But what a child can do? It's like that. And this I have seen umpty number of times. The deprivation feeling. And that's why when children are deprived, now then they become very possessive. I have seen so many mothers, when the mother comes home, and the son or daughter is just stuck to the mother. Waisa, even if you are cooking, you are there only, but still child wants to be in a lap only. You just, he's so insecure, ki, oh, this lady, my mother has come home now, I don't know when she'll go again. So, aisa godme leke, she is cooking and she is, even toilet also, she has to take the baby in toilet and do her toilet. Is it not true? You ask yourself. You are saying, I am here only, you wait, but no, I want to, so then the mother will take the child inside toilet and mother will do her toilet. Because the child is so insecure. This is everybody's story nowadays. Why such abnormal behavior? When mother is at home, child should understand it's night time now, she is not going to go out now. But many mothers go on second duty, many mothers go on night duty also. Aerostasis and people go. So then sometimes they are deprived at night, sometimes they are deprived at daytime. Sometimes they are deprived on Sunday also and Saturday also. So at least now in the given conditions where we cannot quit our profession, at least you should be concerned about quality time with your beloveds, including husband and wife, both. Because husband also at his stage has some emotional needs and wife also at this stage has some emotional needs. Don't think that now she is grown up, so what? Now she should be able to tolerate everything in life. Aisa nahi hota hai. It's not normal. If you are able to bear something like that, it's not normal. You feel bad about missing your husband and it is normal. But you don't feel anything about anything, then you feel it's not normal. Something wrong here. Something really wrong. So somebody's wife died and the husband didn't try only. So you should see how controlled he is. How balanced he is, how composed he was. But I would say there's something wrong actually, something abnormal. If he cries, I will say it's normal. At least once little bit controlling effort he will do and he'll, if he cries, I'll say normal, it's normal. But it's like, I'll say it's abnormal. So, it's like that. Or he will not cry there, he will go and cry in the bathroom afterwards. Alone when he is there, close the bathroom and cry for 3 hours inside. That's normal. Still normal. And we should not praise something which is abnormal. We should look for normalcy. Because becoming normal is the first challenge in life. Not becoming extraordinary is the first challenge in life. First challenge in life is to become normal. Normal girl, normal wife, normal mother, normal sister, normal brother. Normal father. Try to become first all these things normal. Then outside things. Suppose you fail as a being a good a teacher first. Suppose you fail as a, you never become a good teacher. But if you became a good mother and good wife, you are successful in life. I may not be a perfect director or I may be making mistakes, but if I am a good father, a good husband, successful. And then later on, good son to my mother, I'm successful in life. Because I am a great performer in my company, but I'm a very bad son and a very bad husband and a very bad father, then you will never glorify me. Because he's done something good, but it's so much bad he has done at normal levels, which is expected from you. A normalcy he has not done, but something extraordinary he has done. He become excellent pilot, you know, he has gone to space with rocket in the sky. But his wife divorced him, his sons become drug addict and his father is in old age homes. He has lots of money and tons of money. And you take an interview. So, sir, how you feel when you came back from the space? So, you are spaced out. You are totally spaced out. Better be in space only because you are no place in the world here. Better be in the space with nobody around you and float with 1/6 of your weight in the spaceship. So, any more comments or questions are there? I hope I'm not bewildering you. The son will become very hyperactive and unable to be controlled in such condition. Again, no deprivation of working. Are you know about this dropping? I forgot to mention to you. Then I came back to Saudi India. I laughed. Of course, I came back to India. I didn't continue. And then joined the hospital. And then what happened is that I joined the hospital. First of all, they didn't know where to put me. Matlab, I am there for 20 years before the Hare Krishna Medical Association and camps. And so early days, say I am there. So when I came to hospital, they didn't know what job to give me. Because, you know, many posts were already filled and all. So 1 month I went without job description to work. And then after 1 month, again my interview was taken by our HOSMAC consultants. And they asked me, so what would you like to do? And so then it became like this, that everything was filled except cafeteria and pharmacy. How many of you are there that time? Any of you were there? Only Bhadrapriya was there. Yeah, none of you are there. Even you were there? Oh, so none of you know. You what year you joined? 98 you joined, no? So 99 only the story is there. So I was 98 May, I was given to, so you start the pharmacy and cafeteria. Now I'm a doctor, I am not trained for that. But that was the need of the mission that time, keep it, nobody is there. So I established the pharmacy and I started the cafeteria. Literally. Literally means I had to go and cook. There were 100 employees in the hospital. And there was nothing in that side. No snacks, nothing available. If you have to eat anything, you have to come to station, that Sagar, Kunsa Hotel Evo? Sai Sagar. Shanti Sagar. There, it's the only hotel it was existing, and everybody had to go there to eat there, whatever they want to eat, only there. So we already had 100 employees, and we can't afford to send employees to station every time for breakfast, lunch and dinner. So there was a need of the hour. So I started cooking breakfast first. Kabhi poha, kabhi vatata vada, because camp ka tha na experience, old days ka experience tha na. Started cooking. And actually my wife came into picture. And then we interviewed Vaidehi, and Vaidehi was interviewed, and then patient ka chalo kiya. So when my wife came to picture, then we started lunch also. So every day till 11 o'clock I would work for pharmacy. After 11 o'clock, tie nikal ke, hang karne ka, shirt upar karne ka, then start cooking. Because she was not able to cook for large number. I was practiced because of the camps to cook for 200, 300 people also. So that experience helped me here. So sabji and everything, rice and everything we cooked, and I would make the plate and serve the employees, 100 employees, lunch. Then I would again go back to pharmacy and again go for evening, and no, nothing in the night, because hospital was running only in daytime that time. When Vaidehi came, then we started admitting patients, and then 24 hours ka service chalo ho gaya tha. So when my wife came in, believe me, for 1.5 years, every day me and my wife would leave home at 6:30 a.m. And both of us will go home at 11:30 in the night. Because 6:30 you have to start for breakfast, na, to serve a breakfast at 8 a.m. You have to be there 6:30 to start at least something, and then you can serve at 8 o'clock. And to serve at 12 o'clock, 12:30, you have to start cooking at 9 o'clock. So समथिंग शी वुड डू समथिंग वी वुड डू, ऐसा करके वुड मैनेज. सो उसमें क्या हो गया, माई डॉटर वुड बी सेंट एट 6:30 बट वेन शी विल कम होम इन द आफ्टरनून एट 1:00 शी विल कम टू द हॉस्पिटल. बैग लेके शी वुड कम टू द हॉस्पिटल. बस मम्मा इज इन द हॉस्पिटल, पापा इज इन द हॉस्पिटल, घर पे कोई नहीं. तो शी वुड बी टोल्ड टू कम टू हॉस्पिटल एंड शी वुड कम टू हॉस्पिटल देन मम्मा विल रिसीव हर एंड देन मम्मा विल फीड हर एंड देन शी वुड फुल स्लीपी एंड देन शी विल से मम्मा वेयर टू स्लीप. ओके शी इज नॉट स्लीपी देन शी इज अ चाइल्ड सो शी इज वेरी क्यूरियस. सो शी वुड गो टू एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन एंड शी वुड गो टू दिस डिपार्टमेंट दैट डिपार्टमेंट एंड देन शी वॉज टोल्ड डोंट गो हियर डोंट गो देर डोंट गो देर. सो शी वेयर टू गो देन, वो वेर एवर यू गो टेल मी डोंट गो हियर. तो ये चला बहुत दिन तक एंड वी वर वेरी बिजी बिकॉज यू नो बहुत प्रेशर वॉज सो मच हार्ड वर्क वॉज गोइंग ऑन एंड हॉस्पिटल वॉज न्यू एंड सो मच ऑफ स्ट्रेस वॉज देयर. फार्मेसी में नया नया, इधर भी नया नया, तो हाफ डे फार्मेसी हाफ डे दिस वन. एंड देन वन डे गुरु महाराज केम टू द हॉस्पिटल. हाँ एंड दैट टाइम यू नो आई ऑल्सो नीडेड मनी सो लिटिल स्मॉल सैलरी शी वॉज गेटिंग वॉज ऑल्सो वेरी यूजफुल इन द हाउस. सो माई गुरु महाराज केम एंड स्टार्ट इंक्वायरिंग हाउ आर यू एंड दिस एंड दैट, स्टार्ट इंक्वायरिंग हाउ इज अनुराधा, व्हाट शी इज डूइंग दिस एंड दैट. एंड so when she came to, he came to know ki she has no place to rest and she is always wondering what to do in the afternoon and she is always told don't go don't go don't go. He said quit your job immediately right now, you give your job up and sit at home. When child goes to school you have to leave the child to school. When the child returns you have to be there at home to receive the child and feed the child and sleep, make the child sleep and be with the child and take studies and everything. You don't need to earn that money, whatever you very crucially require. So next day she was at home. Such a deep thought process. Before that he had told me to come back for what reason? Same thing. And she told to give up the job for what reason? The same thing. I feel that is why my daughter is, whatever she is today, is all because of that only. Otherwise, you know, I don't know what deprivation she would have had and what she would have done as a young girl and what problems I would have faced. I don't know. Today I feel so happy and satisfied when I look at her and think of her. She's such a nice child she was. She never gave a trouble to anybody. She was raised so uneventfully, you know. There's no mishaps or memorable events that happened. My God, aisa kuch nahi. So smooth and so wonderful. I wouldn't say very highly sarvaguna sampanna, but she's like no trouble child. She never gave us any trouble when we raised her. And all credit goes to the mother. The mother was always there to take care of her. So if you want to raise normal children, emotionally normally balanced, then you have to give time. And never compromise on that. And never take it for granted. Ki chalta hai re, kya hai isme. One time is all right. Don't do that. Even half an hour of yours, 1 hour of yours is very precious wealth of the child. Please understand. You may not feel that as precious as what you think. You may feel, I'm not so great mother, but for mother, for your child, you are the only one in the life. And you are the greatest of all greatest people in the world for her, for him or her. You may not feel yourself as great as you think, but for child, you are the greatest. And you have to respect that feeling in child's mind. And give your best. You may not be best mother in everything. You may not be well trained as a daughter from your mother also. You may not have such great values in life that you may not have received from your mother. But still, you will have to give your best to your child. The child will always feel, my father has done, mother has done their best for me. And then they will be normally going ahead. I remember we were very poor in children, childhood. You know? My father couldn't just give us all luxuries in life. But today, at the age, whatever I am now, I feel that he gave us very strong and good health and good physical training and he gave us good food. And whenever he was with us, at least I remember, whatever time I was with him, he expressed his greatest love for me. In many, many various ways, amongst 7 children, he would somehow give me time and make me feel special, whatever. Maybe I was youngest or whatever reason. But he did his best in his given conditions and I feel that he may not have given me any property as a legacy or I have some land in village because of him on my name or some shop he put on my name or something money he kept on my name. Nothing he could do. He just said, ki abhi aapko MBBS kar diya hai, abhi I have nothing to give you anymore. You have to now do everything on your own. So from scratch I started. But it's not scratch actually. MBBS to hai na. MBBS and a healthy young body with which I started. So that is fulfillment. If you had not trained me in physical training, I would be very sickling child. Now also I go to gymnasium regularly because of that childhood training. And now also I always look for eating quality food because my father always, in the most poverty condition also, fed us quality food. He said, you, instead of two, you buy one. Instead of four, you buy one only, but eat quality. So when we were in difficulty, still that principle we followed. You may not have luxuries, but if you have to eat mango, then we'll wait for 3 weeks more and then eat good mango only. It's like that. So values are not taught because you are rich. Oh, I could not teach this value to my child because I was very poor. The poorest of poorer people, they come to Vrindavan for darshan. Huh? If you notice sometimes, you go to Barsana, Vrindavan, you'll find at some season, some poorest Rajasthanis will come there. Ekdam poor. And they will throw 10-10 paisa on the Lord. Pata nahi, aaj bhi 10-10 paisa kahan se laate ho log? 25 paisa, 10 paisa, they will throw aisa as donation. And what they will do, if there are 225 paisa, 125 paisa they will give to the child's hand and make him put that 25 paisa. 25 paisa, what is the value of 25 paisa? But what value the mother is giving to child? You should give. You must be giving when you go to God's place. Whatever you have, you may not have 50 rupees, but you can give whatever you have. So we have 25 paisa, give 25 paisa. So even the poorest condition, the mother is giving that value to the child. You cannot say, I didn't have any money only to teach my child. You don't have to have money. Whatever you have, you have to teach your child, to give, to share, to give, to donate, to be charitable, to be helpful. You don't have to be rich for that, or highly placed, or English speaking for that. Huh? So that is our privilege. To give all these beautiful values and beautiful culture to your child, even in your given condition. My room partner in Saudi Arabia would say, ki my grandmother was such, na, so poor, they were so poor, that they would not even get fresh food. They would eat food sometimes, you know, old food. And sometimes grandma would beg food and feed children. So what he remembers, he would tell me, my room partner in Saudi Arabia, big doctor at that time, now, when I was there with him. Pathologist in Saudi Arabia, earning lakhs of rupees that time when I was there in Saudi Arabia. He said my grandma would bring something from somebody 3 days old, and she would put some masala, something, this thing, and cook that and make it so tasty for us, and we'll feed us after that. And after a long time, when they grew up, they came to know it used to be always stale food brought from somebody's house. But what the grandma was doing, her love she was expressing through that preparation. Yeah, I know it's a stale and old food, but she would do something, do all the tricks on it, and you know, make it tasty for children and feed it. You may say health-wise not good, all values are gone, but she had no other choice. But she was expressing her love through the activity, and that is remembered by that person. When he was a rich man in Saudi Arabia, he was remembering my old days, my grandma, who takes so much trouble for us. So that value, when you pick up, you will do same thing for your children also. In your rich condition also, you will do, out of the way, you will go and express your love for your child, because you have received it. So don't deprive your children in getting something from you. Let them receive from you, then they will give to their children. Hare Krishna. Enough for the day, I think. Thank you very much.